John and Mike,
this is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, them Deutsches geflappen, geflogen, with the commandos and they're all over the place. Oh, verstunken, that English mind. It makes me so mad if I don't listen more troops to the schreien, the schieß and the schuss and the... Schulz! Der hat ein Kommandos durchgelassen. Hast du da Axe oben geschossen, no? Mach schnell, geht von dick.
The Don and Mike Show.
Learn it. Live it. Know it. Whatever they say.
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Mommy boobies.
Hi there, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show, and there is a tape in front of me. Excuse me. Turn that off. Concentrate on this.
Okay.
We never, goddamn, 7.5 minutes. We've only got the beginning in our instant replay, the little shortcut sound effect machine.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Looking on this disc with all of these racist cartoons, that is 7 minutes and 55 seconds.
What, a documentary on a Nazi?
Produced by Disney, What Makes a Nazi. Did we ever listen to that in its entirety?
Not in its entirety. That's a whole cartoon, I believe, because it's about 8 minutes.
And it's animated, right?
And the thing that is so striking about it is not just that it's animated, is the beauty of the animation. It's like Snow White, really rich-looking Disney animation.
With big evil Nazis?
Very ugly notions contained therein.
Dark.
I hated it.
You speak of it so lovingly.
I have it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Near my Hindenburg statue.
Very dangerous.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
That's gotten such a workout on the
it
show.
Has.
Just
yeah.
That beginning has.
It has indeed.
And now the answer to the question.
Well, let's look into the process. To begin with, Nazi control over a German child starts as soon as it's born. A young German couple has...
You know, I'm just having another thought here. Excuse me. Wrong day to do this. We should come back. We got a Charlie segment coming up. We can't make the segue from Hitler to Charlie.
Sure you can.
Remember the last time you did that, what happened?
Of course you can.
Let's go back to the...
He doesn't understand.
Sure, I bet he does. I bet he knows who Hitler is.
I'm sure he might. I'm not sure.
Charlie. Who's Hitler?
Hello, Don.
Who's Hitler?
Don't know. No, I do. Batman from World War II.
Very good.
Right?
Right.
Why was he bad, Charlie?
Because he did bad things in the war. Ask me any other questions, I know.
What makes a Nazi? What makes him act that way?
Because he's really bad, but Mr. Spiewak likes them. Isn't that the way it's supposed to work?
What do you like at the Super Bowl, Charlie?
Buffalo. I love it when my favorite part of the show is when Don just asks me lots of questions.
Uh-huh.
He was good at the beginning.
That is right.
That's what Mr. Spiewak says.
You know what? We'll get back to this whole what makes a Nazi.
State of the Union tonight.
Tomorrow.
Oh, that's right, Charlie. That's right.
State of the Union. Everybody watch it. It's very important to watch the State of the Union tonight. Everybody should watch the State of the Union.
Like I'm going to have to remember to ask Rob. Look at his hand. You know what? I was going to ask him, Charlie. I was going to
look
say,
at his big, meaty hand. Almost as big as mine.
Please hold on to that Nazi tape. We'll listen to it tomorrow.
Put it in my pocket. Charlie, are you in favor of an informed electorate?
Actually... You're not smart.
Oh, hey.
I listened to Joe's show. It was fantastic.
Sure.
Why can't... Don.
What, Charlie?
I don't want to hurt your feelings.
You're embarrassed.
Don, Charlie, you can't
Don,
hurt
I really
my
don't want to hurt your feelings.
Charlie, not. We've been friends so long, it's impossible.
You I'm won't get mad.
Teflon. Go ahead. Throw it
I down. Know about this stuff. Sometimes you get mad.
I promise I won't, Charlie.
Huh. All right, I'm going to ask the question really, real slow-like. Okay.
All right.
Can I use my grown-up voice?
If you think the situation warrants it, absolutely.
All right. Oh, Don.
Yes, Mr. Stu Angstabilak.
Why can't you make your show like Joe's?
Oh. You effing retard.
Oh, no. Don't say that's not nice.
Hey,
you
kidding.
Never call me that.
I'm kidding.
You never call me that.
I'm kidding.
Actually, you're not smart. No, I'm fine. Everything's cool. Everything's good. Happy Monday. I don't like Mondays. Tell me why I don't like Mondays. Tell me. Yes.
So did you like Joe's radio show?
Yes, I did. I love Joe's show.
And you would like our show
Joe's
to be
my
more?
Friend. Joe's my friend for many, many years. Joe's the only guy on this show that is a friend of mine, both inside and outside of work. Joe and I are very good buddies, aren't we, Joe? Hello,
friend,
Joe.
There's your friend.
You had a show.
Yeah, I did.
You had a show.
Yes.
I loved his show. He talked about, like, stuff I don't get, but it was lots of fun. I haven't laughed that hard since my days at the orphanage.
Why'd you burn down that orphanage?
I didn't burn it down. I'm not supposed to say I burned it down. We ran out, and I saved my brother Matthew from the orphanage when it was burning. I didn't burn it down. I didn't burn it down. Nah.
Don't get mad at me.
I didn't burn it down. No, we had a good time. Those days were full of laughter, and what would we do? The bigger kids, and I was 23 when I was at the orphanage.
Are you a mongoloid?
No, stop. What are you talking? Don't talk to me like Gavin.
Do you know what a mongoloid is?
Yes.
What?
An oversized head boy. An oversized head boy.
I have nipples, Charlie.
Can you milk me?
He likes
meet that. The parents. Let's do movie lines. Let's do movie lines like we always do.
Okay.
When you let me drink.
What?
When you let me drink alcohol.
Okay, how about this one? You had me at hello.
Jerry Maguire.
Very good.
I want to do it for you.
Rommel.
I want to do it for you.
Rommel, you magnificent bastard. I read your book.
Patton.
Right.
Good job.
Patton. Now I'll do one for you. What about Brett Favre?
Is that something about Mary?
That's something about Mary.
I've got one for you now,
something
Charlie.
Something about Mary. Hello, Robert. Robert's picture's in here.
Listen carefully. Here's
I have ADD.
You've heard this movie. You've seen this movie a lot of times.
Oh, yeah, baby. Harder, baby. Oh, baby, baby, baby.
Handies across America.
That's right.
Mr. Burbank has all those. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Charlie.
How are you?
I'm well, and you?
How are the ladies?
The ladies are good.
The ladies doing?
How was the 5:30 Frank Caliendo show, Charlie?
It was the best. He gets up there, and he puts on these different voices, and he sounds just like the people.
Mm-hmm.
I laugh because they just sound silly. I don't know who they are, though. But they didn't have enough candy.
Did you know Buzz was at that show Saturday night?
Didn't see him.
I didn't see Charlie.
I didn't see him. Were you there, Buzz?
I was there. Pretty good show, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, this is just my opinion.
Okay.
I think that all shows should start at 5:30.
Why
do they show late shows? Because you can go to the show, mm-hmm. you can go have your dinner, go to the show, and then go home and be in bed on time.
What time is on bed? What time?
What time is on bed?
What?
I'm on bed, Ed.
What time do you go to bed, Charlie?
He's on the floor laughing. Loves to laugh.
What time do you go to bed,
Charlie? I go to bed at 8:30 every night, no matter what. Even if there's a good show that I like a lot, like The Tuttles.
That is a good show.
That's the best show on TV.
Hey, Charlie.
American Chopper.
Hey, I know who gives you a boner.
I don't like that word.
You like Hannah Montana.
Miley Cyrus!
You like Hannah Montana.
Miley Cyrus. But I wouldn't pay the money that they're paying for it. They pay thousands of dollars for those tickets. And I don't think those tickets are worth one dime more than like $500. But I love Hannah Montana. I do. Everything's going so well in my life right now.
Oh, good.
Because we've got Hannah Montana. She's going out to do shows.
Yes.
You have Frank Caliendo. He does funny voices. And you have American Idol. But that's not the best show on television.
No, it is.
Can I sit?
Sure, have a seat, Charlie.
Don, there's a brand new show. Okay,
let
me tell you how it works.
What is it?
There's a brand new show that's on right now. You sit in a chair. And it's got a machine.
Uh-huh.
And if you tell a lie, the machine knows that you
told
a lie.
That answer is false.
That's the...
There it is.
That's from the show.
Right,
it is. It's the lying show, and yes, it's great. Is. And people get all uncomfortable. I love it. It's the best show on TV.
Charlie, have you gone to the bathroom in your pants today?
No, I have not. No.
That answer is false.
Ah, you got me.
Charlie, have you?
That's Mr. O'Mara's turf.
Have you thought today about having sex with Lisa Baden?
No.
That answer is true.
No, I haven't thought about that. I have to get my slippy because the American Gladiator auditions are coming up soon. They're getting new gladiators.
Oh, you would be outstanding as a gladiator,
Charlie. I could break them in two. I could take the fluffy little balls they use, and I could really hurt people bad. Because I got, you know, one time a long time ago, Mr. Limewand said, Charlie, you got superhuman strength. I said, yes, I do, Mr. Limewand. He said, let's arm wrestle. And I could have crushed his hand. I could have snapped his elbow right down at the bottom. Don't forget to watch the State of the Union address, please.
Why?
Because it's very important to watch that show so that...
Why is it important?
So that you know what's going on.
And that answer is false.
I don't care. Uh-huh. Just a bunch of guys flapping their gums all the time. Sorry about the Packers.
He does skip around, doesn't he?
Hey, Charlie,
got attention deficit disorder. Your show with Howard Bernstein was the best I've ever heard.
You want to start?
In my humble opinion.
You want to start trying a Charlie Graham here?
Yes.
You know, when people call us, if you have someone, a loved one, who's having a birthday, an anniversary, a special day, call us up right now at 877-365.
Let my people go.
3636.
In Israel, in Egypt's land. Let my people go.
I love this show.
We'll take one of the calls at random, and we'll let Charlie.
Jesus Christ.
Charlie.
Jesus, you're killing me.
Charlie gives a Charlie Graham. He calls with a greeting.
People... Yeah, this can be right around now. People get ready for Valentine's Day.
So true, Dick.
That's Ryan. Ryan Seacrest. There's Ryan, there's Paula, and there's Randy.
I like you, though. I like you both.
That's Simon.
You're funny.
That's it. That's Simon.
Shut up.
That's Simon.
I know
your tapes. I know all your tapes by heart. I know them all.
What is he, a faggot?
That's, oh, wait a minute. Wait. That's, play it again.
What is he, a faggot?
I don't know.
How about this one?
I warned people about Ambien. I almost drove off a cliff.
Jack Nicholson.
Right.
How about this one?
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman, because I'm nice.
Buzz Burbank, because he's nice.
Uh-huh.
That's David Lee Roth.
Yes, it is. How about this?
Stay cool. Stay cool.
That is Donald Ephraim.
How about this?
From Palm Beach.
So, I forgot where I was going with this.
That's Joe. Uh-huh. That's Joe from his show, but it's got squigglies on it. It's got the squiggly sound. I know who that is.
Who is that?
I know. Johnny Cakes Orville.
Yeah, Charlie.
The best junkie of all of them. He's got the best name.
Charlie
Who
Cakes.
Wouldn't want that name? I'd love his name instead of Charlie.
Cakes.
Could you call me Cakes?
Yeah, but this one.
Okay.
Live.
That's Eric Bickle.
That's right, Charlie.
EB. Hi, EB.
This one.
I'm not happy.
Paula Goldstein. That's Matt the Pollock's mom.
Right. Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
That's not.
No?
That's Travis Butler Edlin.
Wow.
But you had him, Don, come into the studio and do Michael Hughes saying that, even though it really wasn't him.
Okay. How about this one, Charlie?
I like rape.
That's Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC saying, I like rape, but he's not really saying it. He's saying it, and you chopped it off because he was reading something that somebody else said.
Why do you favor rape?
Larry King, come on! What are you doing? That's the retarded kid from the home screaming when they're doing a Halloween play.
Okay, how about this one, Charlie?
That's another retarded kid.
No.
Oh, S.
That's Charles Manson.
Charles Manson's doing that?
That's Charlie Manson.
All right, you don't talk about that one a lot. I listen to your show every day, all 4 hours.
Clearly.
The whole thing. The whole thing. Every little bit of it.
What are you looking for, Robbie?
One more.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Actually, You're not smart.
We all love that line.
Harry Coon signed us up at Columbia. He was the big boss then, you know. Very eccentric.
Oh, all right.
But he thought we brought him luck.
Got it?
So yeah, got it. Larry Fawn, Three Stooges, come on.
That's right.
Easy stuff. Easy peasy Japanese.
One more.
Just like I thought you
would. Identify the tape.
Brooks was here. Shawshank Redemption.
That's right.
Dennis P. Murphy. Dennis P. Murphy.
Well,
and he didn't even sing. I know them all. I know them all almost by heart, every single one of them. I know the sound effects, too.
Okay, all right. How about
that's a gong.
What about...
That's glass breaking. That's, man, that's a tough one. That's Little Rascals.
That's right.
And it's, I wish I had a watermelon. I wish I had a watermelon.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it is.
That's the one, right?
Why is that cartoon bad? Why is that
short.
That short bad?
Oh,
Charlie?
That Mr. Spiewak said it's not bad. He told me that's not bad at all.
He would say that.
He said he wishes they had more entertainment like that. That's the good old days.
It was kind of a racist little show with the Little Rascals.
Mr. Spiewak said it's not.
Because they asked Buttweek, what do you want? And he said, I wish I had a watermelon. I wish I had a watermelon. It's kind of a stereotype. You know what a stereotype is?
No, I don't. Oh no, I do. It's
what you
listen to?
What Fuzzy Zeller said about Tiger Woods?
Who?
Remember he said
Tiger Woods is a golfer.
They said fried chicken and watermelon.
Fuzzy Zeller is he a cartoon character?
Who likes fried chicken and watermelon? Black folks, right, Charlie?
Yes, Don.
That's right.
This is just like when I'm talking to Mr. Rob.
Uh-huh.
That's right. How about this?
How about this tape?
What a great guy he is.
Oh. Play it again one more time.
This is someone who's taking your temperature.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Well, I know who that. Well, I don't want to hear his name.
No?
You don't like that?
No, he was not good.
Really?
He took my temperature.
Well, that's okay.
No, Rob, he took. Rob, look at me, Rob.
Yeah.
He took my temperature.
Well, maybe he thought you had the flu.
No, he didn't really. Do you know what I'm trying to tell you?
He
took my temperature the way they did at the orphanage.
Oh!
What about
all
this?
Right.
What about this tape? What about this one, Charlie?
What about the vagina?
What about the vagina? That's the, that's the poo-poo, right?
No.
Round the corner.
Milk,
lemonade.
Round the corner, fudge is made. But who is saying that?
If you would like Charlie.
What about the vagina?
If you would like Charlie to make
what
a call
about
for
the
you.
Vagina?
We'll take your calls.
It's repetition.
Watch
out, FCC.
3636.
Oh, really?
Man, I got to drop some kids off at the pool. This better be quick.
Here's one for you, Charlie.
All right.
Did you wash your ass today?
Ah, that's my favorite. Did you wash your ass today?
Here's another good one.
Show me breasts. Yes.
That's Louis Anderson.
All right, one more. Here you go.
Oh, man, that's hard. Play it one more time, please.
We haven't labeled
this. Hold on a second. Is that Will Thomas?
We haven't labeled this Paul Gorgie.
Paul Gorgie. He's a sales guy.
Yeah.
He's a sales guy that used to work here.
Why do we have the sound of a
He'd
seal?
He'd always walk around saying, who says I'm dumb?
I don't know. It was how we labeled him in the day.
You know what? This is crap. We're going to stop this. We're just going to stop this.
I have the same thing Mr. Spiewak has.
What's that?
I have ulcerative colitis.
Really?
I do.
How about this tape, Charlie?
Okay. Give me a minute.
It'll be on and gone. Here it is.
I don't know. You guys are crazy.
Who's the lady that used to milk your prostate back at 10800 Main Street? Who's the lady with the corduroy pants that used to milk your prostate?
Mrs. McBride.
Right.
Mrs.
Right.
Beth Ann McBride.
We just played a song for Beth Ann McBride.
She would make me feel so good.
I know.
So good. Really. Everybody should have that done to them.
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
Who's that?
Exactly. We'll be right back, Charlie. We'll let you make some of your calls.
I just want to say one more thing before we go to commercial.
Yes, Charlie.
I really do believe everyone should let Mrs. McBride do that to them. Once or twice.
Okay.
Really? All you need is the right person and the right will.
Is there any downside?
Yes. Don't ever let her do it after she's been working in her garden.
Oh, yeah.
Because the dirt.
Right.
That's what hurt.
Infection.
Bad infection. That's why I got holes down there. It's like Swiss cheese.
Wow.
It's like Swiss cheese. But I go on and on. I digress.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes, Don?
How about that Dan Snyder? Is he crazy or what?
You said to me 2 days ago, he's full of crap. I said, right, Don.
We'll be right back if you want to hear Charlie make a call for something.
All right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.